Did you enjoy last night's Idol?
Yeah. I like the Bee Gees, so it's a good time.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You like how... I can sing like that? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, I thought he was going to die. When he did you notice when he started singing that it looked like he was going to die?
Yeah.
Staying alive. What you want? Yeah. And then later on, he really got a little bit tripped up there. You know, I mean, obviously his voice sounded like it's decayed. Maybe he's been smoking a lot of cigarettes over the years or something. He just can't quite do it like he can. And after singing and everything, he just, here you go. Just take a listen. Yeah, it was really a little bit rough. Paula Abdul was coherent, though. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I was pretty amazed.
You know, it's hard to critique you, Melinda, because your vocals are always spot on. So yeah. Now it's almost like I think we're looking for something that you're going to wow us and make us go, whoa, 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 what did she just do? And that might be song choice, that might be your styling, that might be, I don't know. But your vocals are great, and that's consistent, thank God.
Wow. Yes. Sick of Blake beatboxing yet?
Oh, yeah.
That could cost him. All right, come on. Need the Fonz. I like Seacrest beatboxing. That was pretty sweet.
Or you can X to the word vote to 5702.
No. See, oh, no kiss for Lakeisha last night.
Lakeisha, no kiss tonight, baby.
It's either Lakeisha or Blake for sure.
Yeah.
One of those two. I'm hoping Blake.
It'll be Lakeisha.
Who are you hoping, though?
Blake. I'm kind of bored with him now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like the viewer question last night from Melinda?
What is the first tape or CD that you ever bought?
Well, it was definitely a tape because I'm a little older. I want to say Michael Jackson.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Bad, because my mom crossed it out and put good. Not really the right things. I don't know.
Yeah, your mom's kind of dumb because the way it works is the CD or the tape still has lyrics and stuff on it. So, like, changing the cover doesn't really necessarily change the contents. Like, if you cross off parental advisory on the CD, it doesn't make it any less filthy once you start listening.
Wow.
Her mom was really confused on how it all works. Hey, look, it's Judge Judy.
All right, welcome back to American Idol. Look, it is Simon's evil twin, Judge Judy, is with us. I'm scared of you. I know. I promise I'll get this right. What are you going to do?
Separated at birth.
Yeah, separated at birth. And here's the mother responsible for it all. Mom is here. All right, let's tell them the truth. They've been dating for 3 months now.
Troublemaker.
All right, sit down. I've got to hurry.
Yeah, sit down. I got to hurry. Now that I, threw away 30 seconds of nothing there. Barry Gibb really endorsed Jordan pretty strongly last night.
Yeah.
Two different times, he was just all over her.
There's a lot of great singers, and Jordan, for me, is going there. She's going there. This is going to be, I think, one of our greatest female recording artists. That's my thing.
It's going to be Jordan versus Melinda, I'm assuming.
The bottom two?
Is that what we're going to end up with? No, the top two.
The top two, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see Blake getting up there just because he's the boy and all the girls like him.
You know what I think you're aching for? Because it just really doesn't seem like you're really into the American Idol as much as you should be.
What?
I think I know what you're aching for.
What?
You're aching for Aiken, aren't you?
I don't know what that means.
It means you're Aiken for Aiken. Clay Aiken?
Oh.
Wow. Nice obliviousness. I haven't seen it at that level in quite a while. Congratulations.
Thanks.